want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Just because it's late doesn't mean we're done yet.
I'm the sir, that's a penalty.
I'm the quarterback. You kidding me, coach?
There's still plenty more hits to dish out.
Well, he really hit the shit out of that one, didn't he? Look at that. He hit the f***ing ball. That gets a free sting.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios, this is Late Hits.
Late Hits.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's your host, Patrick Creighton.
Look in my eyes. One last time this calendar year, we are the only live, local, and consistent evening sports radio show in the city of Houston. It's Late Hits on ESPN 97.5. Patrick Creighton with you. 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN on the HR&P listener line, on the text line, on Twitter, at PCreighton1. Andrew Carlson on the other side of the glass, on Twitter at HypedUpAndrew, at ESPN 97.5. At Creighton, put your damn glasses on so you can see what the hell's in front of you. Oh, look at that. Life in HD. Dude, I should just so get LASIK, but I'm kind of like a wuss bag about the idea of lasers going into my eyes. It's like, wait a second. If I have lasers, what if I have lasers? It's like, all I want is freaking sharks with freaking laser beams attached to their heads. That's not the guy I want shooting lasers into my eyes, by the way. I'm scared to death of having lasers shot into my eyes, despite the fact that I know, a half a dozen people who've had LASIK, and they tell me that generally painless procedure, you know, like within a day, you're feeling all right. You just, you know, make sure you cover your eyes, like high sensitivity to light, something for like a day or two. And then they're like, yeah, I see better than 20/20. I'm like, what? It's like, yeah, my eyes are amazing now. And I'm like, I should really just do it, because the glasses I'm wearing now are actually not the ones I'm supposed to wear. I now have a new prescription because my eyes are worse. And admittedly, I just don't want to drop the $700 for another pair of glasses. Like, it's like, all right, you know what? I can just live with the ones that I have until I finally... So I'm debating whether or not I should have LASIK. So that's one of the questions tonight. Should I have LASIK on the text line? Vote yes or no. Should I just suck it up and get LASIK? I feel like for the price of LASIK now, that it's really only like buying two pairs of glasses. So it's almost worth it financially to do it. It's not like you got to pay 10 grand an eye. You know, you probably, I've seen it for like $600 for each eye. And I'm like, wow, that's like two pairs of glasses. I could probably do that. It would make sense. So because it is the last show of the year, I leave for vacation tomorrow. And I'm back on January 7th. So it's 2 weeks that I am going to be on vacation. Today is an Ask Me Anything Friday on a Friday Eve. So whatever it is you want to bring, bring it. I'm not going to be here for two more weeks. So I can pretty much say damn near anything and get away with it, because nobody is going to see me for 2 weeks. So I don't have to worry about the boss yelling at me, or, you know, whichever other person in the company getting offended because they don't like what I had to say. I can pretty much just go at whatever and we'll have fun with it. On the text line, last show of the year. Heck yeah, you did great this year. Enjoy the bowl games and the time off. I appreciate it. I am certainly looking forward to it. Somebody else tweeted in, if you saw a breastfeeding woman who was well endowed and she asked if you wanted to get in on it, would you? Andrew's like, no. Why not? What are you afraid of?
Breast milk, number one.
Well, that's not going to hurt you.
A little old for it.
You just squirt it out the side. You know, like as random people are walking by, like a little water gun, like They won't even realize. And also, I'm like, hey, what's that on your shirt? Like, I don't know. What is it? It's white. What? Ew, you perv. What did you do? And it's like, feels like breast milk? Dude, are your nipples leaking? I don't know. Let me check. You know, it feels dry. But just think of all the fun you could have with that, especially if you could figure out a way to shoot people in really inappropriate areas. So the problem is you throw these questions at me and instantly juvenile me is like... with all the evil ideas. This is just how things go. We've already got one vote for yes on LASIK. I've got one yes vote on the LASIK. So as the show goes on, we're going to tally up the votes, and I'm going to figure out what I'm going to do here because, like I said, I'm not bothered. Like, some people don't like wearing glasses. Like, you know, I don't like the way I look with wearing glasses. I feel like I look dumb, or I don't like them, or I don't want them on my face. They bother me, etc. I don't have any issues with that. Me, I just forget to bring them. So, like, I have to keep them in my backpack. Otherwise, I forget them. I learned this because, you know, I do a lot of play-by-play broadcasting for football, for basketball, for baseball, and as the years have gone on, what I've realized is if I'm not wearing my glasses, I can't see the damn names or numbers on the jerseys. And, you know, it's a problem when you're doing football games, because a football game, you know, you're 4 or 5, sometimes 8 stories up, and you can't see anything. But I realized it was a problem when I was doing basketball on your freaking court side, and I still can't read the names on the back of the jerseys. All right, Creighton, it's time to wear your damn glasses. Get it together. All right, we're going to get into the Astros coming up next here on Late Hits.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth.
You know Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall, what's that, the most famous reindeer of all? Come on!
You're listening to Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, it's an Ask Me Anything Friday Eve, as it is the last Late Hits of the year here on ESPN 97.5 and 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. Whatever you want to ask, nothing's off limits. Like I said, I'm going on vacation for 2 weeks, so I'm not going to be here to get yelled at if you ask me to talk about something that nobody wants me to talk about. On the text line at same number, 713-780-3776, on the text line, on Twitter, at pcreighton1. And I'm a little, as if you're a fan of the Astros, you know, I was looking for the Astros to make some moves, and I'm a little bummed today because one of the moves I was really hoping the Astros would make, well, they're not going to make. And, you know, not every move has to be a blockbuster or a huge move or something that's, you know, not every move is going to be Harper or Machado or, you know, something earth-shattering. Sometimes those little moves you make, guy with, you know, 2 years here or 2 years there, those guys make great impacts on your team. And Daniel Murphy's the guy I was really hoping that the Astros were going to sign because he can play first, he can play second, he can play third. He's a 300 hitter. He's a doubles machine, you know, good average, good on base, doesn't strike out, underrated defensively. You'll see a lot of places where they'll say, oh, Daniel Murphy is terrible defensively. That is an old narrative that is no longer accurate. Daniel Murphy's worked really hard to become a pretty good second baseman, and he's an excellent first baseman. He's a really good third baseman. And if the goal was, hey, Yuli's going to move around the field a lot, well, Murphy was another guy who could move around the field a lot. The difference is left-handed. And when you've got Georgie and Yuli and Altuve and Correa and Breggs, and they're all righties, it's nice to get some of that left-handed balance in. That's part of why bringing in Michael Brantley was so good, because he got another left-handed power bat brought into the team. They don't have a big thumper. Georgie's hit 30 homers once. Breggs has hit 30 homers once last year. Georgie the year before. They don't have that just masher who rakes 35, 40 homers every year. That's why Nelson Cruz is kind of on my Christmas list for the Astros. Daniel Murphy was on my Christmas list for the Astros because I was going to have 50 doubles. But he is heading to Colorado. 2 years, $24 million. That's a great deal for the Rockies, because to get the production Daniel Murphy gives you for $12 million a year, that's really strong. Especially when you consider the Astros are paying Josh Reddick $13 million a year to be like half the bat Daniel Murphy is. Also, if you're a fantasy baseball player, circle Daniel Murphy, because playing at Coors Field, he might hit 350. So I'm a little bummed that that Daniel Murphy will not be coming to the Astros. If you were sitting on Andrew Miller coming to the Astros, I'm afraid I've got some bad news. Andrew Miller is not coming to the Astros. In fact, Andrew Miller may be going to the St. Louis Cardinals. Reports are that Miller and the Cardinals closing in on a deal, that from Ken Rosenthal. So if you were hoping for Andrew Miller, not happening. At least doesn't look like it's happening. But I don't know that I'd be super upset about that. You know, Miller's a terrific pitcher when he pitches. The problem is when he pitches, well, we don't always know. Now, also keep in mind that while Ken Rosenthal says that the Cardinals and Miller are closing in on a deal, Jeff Passan says it's a multi-year deal, that it's basically a done deal. Because a week ago, the Phillies were really in on Miller, and then all of a sudden, he's going to St. Louis. Miller pitched 34 innings last year. And he had a 4.25 ERA and almost a 1.4 whip. Still strikes out a lot of guys, but he walked a bunch of guys last year. And he had issues with his knee. Pitchers with knee issues don't generally pitch very well. He's a guy who's dealt with a lot of injuries in his career. If you had to give a multi-year deal that's an eight-figure every year deal to a guy who's going to spend a lot of time not pitching, I'm kind of okay with not dealing with that. When he's healthy, he's great. When he's not healthy, well, I don't have to tell you. You know, and he went through like 4 years in a row where he gave you at least 60 innings, and he pitched terrific in every one of those 4 years. Before that, 40 innings, 30 innings, 32 innings. He's had his fair share of years where he didn't give you a full season. A full season out of the pen should be between, let's say, 60 and 90 innings. Now, I would not put it past the Astros to still be looking for help, because today came down that Joe Smith ruptured his Achilles during an offseason workout, and that's at least 6 to 8 months. Keep in mind, Zach Britton did the same thing. He ruptured his Achilles And then, you know, when did Britain come back? Like late July, early August? And Britain wasn't as good as he usually was because, look, it's a hard injury to come back from. Achilles is a serious issue. So don't be surprised if Joe Smith misses at least 4 months this year. And if when he comes back, he's not Joe Smith. Because it's a difficult injury. Britain last year got a little better as the season went on, but pitched 40 innings, only struck out 34, which is low for him. He's a guy who usually has a strikeout rate that's really high. Britain also, whip one and a quarter whip, not bad. But think about it from this perspective. Britain's dealt with injuries, significant injuries, 2 years in a row. But coming back from the Achilles, like I said, he pitched in 41 games. He missed basically half the season. And when he first came back, he was walking guys all over the place. You know, it took him until September, really, to get himself back right. So don't be surprised if that's kind of what happens with Joe Smith. He comes back and then he struggles initially before he finds his way through. And he's in the last year of his deal. So depending on how well he finds his way through will depend on, you know, whether or not he stays an Astro. But considering it was 2 years and $15 million, unless he's going to take a pay cut of significant size, probably not coming back after this season. Let's hit the phones. Charles, you're on Late Hits. What's going on, Charles?
Hey.
Charles.
What's going on?
How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good.
What's on your mind?
I know they got different scenarios for the Cowboys. We beat Tampa Bay, and Washington gets beat. We win the NFC East, right?
No, because if the Eagles win out and you lose out, the Eagles would leapfrog you. But it's the only way the Eagles could leap you is if they win out and you lose out. Because Cowboys have beaten the Eagles twice.
But we're in the catbird seat right now.
Yes, Cowboys are in the front. They're a game up on both teams. They took both games from the Eagles this year. So like, the Eagles have to win out. Dallas would have to lose out.
Y'all go ahead and talk about it and everything, and I'm going to sit and listen, okay?
Sure. No problem. Appreciate the call. So the Cowboys beat the Eagles twice. So they have all tiebreakers over the Eagles. They would have to lose out. The Eagles would have to win out. Now, they lost to Washington earlier in the season, and then they won the second game. So they've split the season series with Washington. Washington's also starting Josh Johnson at quarterback. So if somehow Washington catches Dallas, every head should roll. And I mean every head should roll. You got caught by a team being quarterbacked by a guy who was playing pickup basketball 2 weeks ago. That being said, the other tiebreakers, the Cowboys are 4-1 in the division. Washington's 2-3. So it would be basically impossible for them to win a tiebreaker. They would have to beat the Cowboys outright, which means Cowboys lose 2, Washington wins 2. That's the only way the Redskins can catch the Cowboys 2. They've got the head-to-head tiebreaker on Philly. They have the division tiebreaker on Washington. So if you're a Cowboys fan, you're feeling pretty good because, well, I tell you, your schedule, you couldn't ask for a better schedule if you're the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, you got the Bucs at home. They suck. And then you go in to play whatever the hell's left of the Giants in a game. We don't even know if Eli Manning's going to play. You know, they're debating shutting down OBJ. Who knows what the Giants are going to be on the 30th? They're already a JV team. So, you're a Cowboys fan. You ought to feel pretty good. It's almost 100% lock that you're going to the playoffs. Played hits.
ESPN 97.5. This is Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, we are the only live, local, and consistent evening sports radio show in the city of Houston. Late Hits. ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN, on the HRMP listener line, on the text line, on Twitter at PCreighton1. Get to some of your texts here. It is an Ask Me Anything Friday Eve. It's the last show of the year. Leaving for vacation tomorrow. And we'll be back on January 7th, so I'm going to have 2 weeks to recharge my batteries, and then you will hear the very loud pipes coming through the radio again on January 7th. On the text line, so in 2019, can we expect the show to be on every day for about 4 hours a night? A, I wish. B, unfortunately, no. I would expect through the college basketball season that will be on three nights a week. One night we're going to have an A&M basketball game. One night Glenn Davis does Soccer Matters, and I'll be on the other three nights of the week until we get into, well, till we're past, I think once we're past college basketball season and past the NCAA tournament, and then we get into baseball season, I think then we're going to be on four nights a week, as we won't have any A&M stuff going on. It'll just be Glenn one night a week with Soccer Matters, and I'll have the other four nights. But we're going to stay as a two-hour show where we're not going to 11 o'clock at night. I don't know how many of you stay awake that late or would want me on at 11 o'clock at night, or would, you know, would even be you know, be joining us at that hour. Also, my hours are changing on the network. So instead of being on from 4 to 7 in the afternoon and then coming over here and doing 7 to 9, I'm going to be doing 9 a.m. to noon on the network. We're picking up a bunch of different affiliates. So we're a lot of whom are on the West Coast. So essentially, I'm doing their morning show. I also hate getting up in the morning. I ain't gonna lie. Getting up in the morning sucks. I'm used to going to bed at 2, not, you know, getting up. Well, I get up early during the year because I got to get up with the kids. So I get up at like 5:30 and I make lunches and I bring the kids in. But then I get home at like 8 and then I sack out for 2 more hours. So I get that nap. I'm not going to get that nap anymore. Also, I'm thinking I have to leave my house at like 6:45 to get here by 8:45 in the morning. Because my commute getting in here is just getting longer and longer and longer. Right now, I guess like the last month, my commute, which normally took about 40 to 45 minutes, is taking about an hour and a half right now to come in, and that's to do a 4 o'clock show. So I can't imagine what it's going to be doing it for 9 a.m. And I know there's people who do this drive every day, and God bless you, because I can't imagine it's any fun. So I'm going to do 9 to noon, and then I'm going to have a 7 hour gap, and then I'm going to do this show here from 7 to 9. So that is the plan going forward. Another one for Get LASIK. You need to have great eyesight to see all the wonderful views in New Orleans when you go. Trust the Cajun on this. All right, so we got two yeses for LASIK. Another yes for LASIK. So I said their dad had it in 05, and now he's over 60, and he still has perfect vision. So three yeses for LASIK. Resident Titans fan checking in. Congrats on a great year of the show. Safe travels. Give your uncle a love. My uncle's a huge Flyers fan. So I can tell you this because he's not listening. My uncle's a huge Flyers fan. And he grew up with the Broad Street Bullies teams. Bobby Clark is his favorite player. You know, he's, I think, 5 years older than I am. He's not much older than me. He grew up with the Broad Street Bullies team. I grew up with the Islanders dynasty. And thanks to the incredible work of our program director on the national network, Craig Larson, he was able to secure me an autographed Flyers puck by Bobby Clark, Bill Barber, and Reggie Leach. That's their entire number one line from their glory days. For me to give him for his for Christmas. For those of you who remember, my uncle is fighting stage 4 cancer, and every day at this point is house money. He's already past where they thought he was going to make it to. So it's house money for him. And he's struggling really bad right now. Before he got sick with cancer, before they diagnosed him, he was a big dude. He was about 5'8", 5'9", about 270 pounds, a big dude. He's down to 120 pounds. And it's a lot of work and energy for him to, like, to see everybody at Christmas. It's going to take a lot out of him. It's going to be hard for him. So he's a huge Flyers fan. They're his number one team. That era of the Flyers, Bobby Clark was his favorite player. You know, he emulated Bobby Clark growing up. I asked my aunt, you know, my mom's sister, his wife, and I said, I showed her the thing, and she's like, he's going to love it. So thanks to Craig Larson, who was able to secure this for me. I'm going to get to give my uncle something pretty cool that he's never had before. So I'm really looking forward to going up for Christmas and getting to see him. You know, I haven't seen him in about a year, so I'm looking forward to it. Also, can we take the A&M stuff out? Nobody listens. I turn the dial when it comes on. Nothing I can do about it, brother. Those decisions are over my pay grade. When I get the opportunity to be on, I'm on. I try to talk to you guys, make the show as interactive as possible, but I don't get to choose when, you know, A&M is or isn't on. Let's see. Lamont on Twitter, would you be in favor of changing the MLB All-Star game from mid-year to end year? He's bothered by the fact that Correa was an All-Star. The Midsummer Classic has always been, you know, middle of the year. And being a baseball All-Star is legitimately a first-half award. That's not an argument. It's a first-half award. We have seen guys win, become All-Stars because they had monster first halves. We've also seen guys named All-Stars who had no business being All-Stars, but they carry a huge reputation, and the fans vote them in. And I know that players still look at being an All-Star like it's like an honor. You know, you're being honored for being among the best. In reality, the All-Star game is about the fans. And the fans vote in the starters. And if the fans have kooky votes, and we've seen the fans have kooky votes before, we've also seen teams blatantly ballot stuff. You might remember, what was it, about 10 years ago, they had Pablo Sandoval, then with the Giants, somehow beat David Wright out for third base in the National League. Wright was having a far superior season. and somehow in the last 24 hours of voting, Sandoval got 5 million votes. It helps when you play, you know, in the cradle of technology. Gee, how can we get, like they didn't, you're telling me that San Francisco didn't find a way to stuff those ballots? Of course they did. But the All-Star Game is, it's a fan spectacle. And yeah, some guys get All-Star bonuses and whatnot. But when half the players are going in based on fan vote and fan voting, they vote for their whoever's on their team. They don't even care how good the guys are doing. That's not going to – I don't see that changing. It's a fan spectacle, so I'm fine with it the way it is. I understand what it is, and that's how it is. Most years, they don't have somebody who's not an all-star that's so egregiously out. But, you know, at the same time, you know, Correa was hurt and then played hurt the second half. If Correa had been hurt, you know, 3 weeks after the All-Star game and didn't play again the rest of the year, like, would you feel differently? So, I'm okay with it the way it is. Real quick, let's talk about my bookie, mybookie.ag. All right, if you're gonna bet, the best place to bet is mybookie.ag. You know, you hear Jerry Bowe on here all the time on Moneyline. He does the article on Sports Map on the Bookie Busters. Jerry Bowe uses mybookie.ag. All right, when he gives you all his tips for the week, his best bets, all those lines are coming from mybookie.ag. So every bet that he gives you, you want to collect the winners. And I can tell you Jerry picks winners because I follow Jerry's picks. And that's probably the only reason I win. I never bet on stuff before. It's my first year doing it. And I have had the most success whenever I listen to Jerry Bowe. So listen to Jerry Bowe. Sign up at mybookie.ag. They got the best player perks in the business. You can also follow every single bet that he gives you and make money. Because remember, with MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid. So go online to mybookie.ag. When you sign up, use promo code RADIO, and they'll give you a 50% bonus on your initial deposit. So if you put in $100, they give you $50 for free. If you put in $200, they give you $100 for free. That's more money that you can rack up the wins with you and Jerry Bowe on MyBookie. So go online, mybookie.ag, promo code RADIO, get the 50% bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. It's MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
Today, Ask Me Anything Friday Eve, last show of the year. ESPN 97.5's Late Hits. 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN. On the HRMP listener line, on the text line, on Twitter at PCreighton1. Andrew Carlson on the other side of the glass on Twitter at HypedUpAndrew. Make sure you get him there. So I got to figure out how we're going to pack the truck. So we're driving up. We leave tomorrow. I'm going to hit up Nick's place tomorrow, you know, with the ESPN party. So I'm going to hit up Nick's at like 11. I'm going to stick around till about 12, maybe 12:15. Then I got to go pick up my daughter. My daughter gets out of school. My son gets out at 9:30. So I'm picking up the boy, and then he's going to tell me he wants to eat. So, of course, I got to do that. And then we're going to come out to Nick's place. We'll probably eat more. Then go back and get the girl. Then go back and get the missus. And then we're on the road. Now, we're taking the dog. It was going to cost me like $700 to board the dog for 2 weeks. So we're taking the dog. Now, I don't have that big a truck. Actually, I don't even have a truck. I have a car. My wife has the truck. So she's got this little SUV that we've got to fit all our luggage in. We got to fit all the Christmas gifts in. And I got to fit the dog with the two kids. And we're going to drive to New York through what looks like rain and snow and wind and just slop. But I am not going to get down on this. I am not going to let that ruin my vacation. My only concern is how many times am I going to have to stop for the dog? The dog has never been in the car for more than 15 minutes at a time. Like every time I put the dog in the car, either I'm taking her to the dog park or I'm taking her to the vet. And she knows the difference. Like she knows the difference. She knows if we go a certain way that she's going to the dog park and I brought the, you know, because my wife has dislocated her shoulder three times over the last 5 years. I bought her this, it's almost like a baby lacrosse stick, right? It's a little stick that the tennis ball sits in and you just snap it and the ball goes flying. So she loves this thing. She knows if we go to the dog park that I'll take that and I'll snap the ball, you know, good 100 yards or whatnot. And the thing just sails out of that thing. If you have any arm at all, you can easily snap the ball like from one end of the park to the other. Or if we go a different way, she knows she's going to the vet. She does not like going to the vet. Because two things happen when she goes to the vet. One, she gets needles. Or two, you know, there's a like a doggy hotel attached to the vet. So she knows she's either getting a needle or she's getting boarded. Now, I've never boarded her for longer than a week. So I didn't want to board her for 2 weeks. My dog's bat bleep crazy as it is. I didn't think that was a good idea. So that's what we're doing. You're sounding like Clark Griswold in the station wagon. You know, what's funny is that was on last night. Christmas Vacation was on last night. And between that and you know, when the O'Doyles go over the cliff, you know, they go, O'Doyle rules, O'Doyle rules, and they go over the cliff. Like one of those two things is the worst that's going to happen. So, yeah, that's I'm trying to plan everything out because not because I'm worried about my wife or my children. I'm worried about the dog. The dog is my concern. So I don't know if that makes me a bad husband or a good person or what, but I'm worried about the dog. Everybody else I expect to be able to fend for themselves. So that's what we're hitting on today. I gave you the stuff about the Astros and about Joe Smith's injury, Daniel Murphy signing in Colorado, Andrew Miller's going to sign in St. Louis. Now, they're still in, apparently, on JT Realmuto. And it looked like they were going to be out, but then when the Mets signed Wilson Ramos and they dropped out and the Braves dropped out, maybe the price for JT Realmuto has come down a bit. We've heard Jeff Luhnow say, I'm not trading Forrest Whitley. I'm not trading Kyle Tucker. These guys aren't going to get traded. Now, it's understandable to say, you know, why are those guys not going to get traded? Because Kyle Tucker right now is the number 5 overall prospect in Major League Baseball. And Forrest Whitley is the number 8 overall prospect in Major League Baseball. So you understand why they don't want to hand over those guys. When you got guys who are 5 and 8, you're pretty much talking about blue chip, veritable can't miss guys. And I say, all right, well, Is the price coming down for Realmuto? Well, to give you an idea of what's going on in that, the Marlins reportedly asked the Reds for their top two prospects in their system for Realmuto. Nick Senzel, who's a third baseman, he's their top prospect. He's the number six prospect in all of baseball. And they also asked for Taylor Trammell, who's an outfielder, and he's the number 17 overall prospect. So it's not just that they're the top two prospects in their system. You're talking about two guys who are top 20 prospects in all of baseball. Other teams that are rumored to be in, the Dodgers, of course, but the Dodgers don't have that level of prospect. You know, the highest Dodger prospect is Alex Verdugo, who is an outfielder, but he is the number 32 prospect in all of baseball. So you're talking about, you know, there's a big difference when you say, well, the Dodgers' top prospect versus the Astros' top prospect or the Reds' top prospect, because those other guys are looked at way higher than the Dodgers' top prospect. So it's not apples and oranges. The Padres, I think, were in. The Rays. None of those teams. Now, they all have prospects, but none of them have prospects, the high-end, super high-rated guys, like the Reds and the Astros do. So if the asking price from the Astros were to change from, let's say, instead of saying they want both Tucker and Whitley, if it came to one or the other, would you be okay with them trading Kyle Tucker? Would you trade Kyle Tucker straight up for JT Realmuto, who, you know, is the best catcher in baseball and does have two more years, so this year and next year, has two more years of team control? Would you trade Tucker for Realmuto straight up? Because that's right now what Jeff Luhnow is debating. Flight hits.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.